Today we'll be doing Sivchaf. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Hayua Sarabim Makom Echad Ve'omerim Kaddish U'Kedusha. If you have 10 people in one place who are saying Kaddish and Kedusha, Afilu Misha Enoi Mahem Yachal La'anos, even one who is not there with them is allowed to answer. V'yesh Omerim Shetzarech Shelo Yehem Mavsik Tinov O Avodas Kochavim. Others say that in order for someone to respond to Kaddish and Kedusha, they have to make sure that nothing dirty or that no idols are separating between them and the place where the rest of the minion is daven. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samach tells us, Sheinoi even if they are in a house, you know, in a house which is distant from where the minion is, since the 10 people, the minion, are in one location, so the Shechina resides amongst that minion. And even an iron mechitza is not going to form a separation between the Shechina's presence in this minion and other people who want to participate. Yachola anos amen v'amen yishmerabu kedusha varchu v'chein yachola hotziyo yidecho v'azov atfila im eno baki. The Mishnah Berurah says that a person in this case, even if they're not in the same house, they can answer amen or amen yishmerabu kedusha and varchu, and they can even be yotzei their chiyuv of tila if they don't know how to daven. V'yesh omrim shetzarech midechasev ha-shulchan arach din zeh b'leshon v'yesh omrim mashma de din zeh lo psikalei v'chein mashma miharama b'simen ayintes nefalaf v'hagad lo svir lekein. Implication of both the Shulchan Aruch here and the Ramah later on is that this halacha, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch presents this halacha as the form of a Yesh Omrim, that some say that if there's something dirty or avodah zara between you and the shul, sounds like not everyone agrees to this. Then, the Chayyadim tries to distinguish between Yehesh Mirab and Kedusha on the one hand, which you are allowed to answer even if there's something dirty or there's avodah zara in between you and the shul, because those are simply psukim, in contrast to Barchu, which he thinks is a little bit on a different level of a Devar Shebekdusha, where he claims that you would not be allowed to answer that if there's something dirty or avodah zarah that interposes between you and the minyan. According to the first opinion, you can't answer amen. In other words, you can't even answer amen if one of these things is separating between you and the minyan. Even if the dirty item is more than 4 amos away from you, generally, if something dirty is more than 4 amos away and you can't smell it, it's usually not an issue. You could just turn your face away from it and daven. Here, however, that will not be effective. Since it's separating between the minion and the person who wants to join with them, it's acting as a division between the Shechina and the minion, and it's preventing the Shechina from resting amongst where the minion is. It can either refer to an idol or an idol worshiper who's standing between you and the minion. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Sifcha file tomorrow.